Good morning, everyone. George Watkins here on this bright and wonderful Monday morning. And it's a good deal to be together. We love that. Love you dropping by. Cup of coffee in hand, rushing off somewhere in a few moments, or taking this a little later when you tune in at night. Whatever the time, it's Monday morning somewhere. Amen. Well, we're going to spend some time in the book of 1 John this week, one of the great little books of the New Testament. I don't know if you'll remember the singing of the scriptures. We don't do it as much as we used to, but I memorized back in the 70s and 80s, memorized 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another, for God is love, and he that loveth is born of God, and so forth. Wonderful verses. Well, we're going to visit that this morning. So grab a Bible or a notepad and tune in for a little bit. Let's listen to the Holy Spirit speak to us through the scriptures. I want to thank you for subscribing if you haven't done it already. If you're new to our channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and hit the bell next to it. If you're watching on Facebook, you can sign up as a friend, give us a thumbs up. All that is part of the mechanics of this wonderful internet ministry opportunity. I went on the radio as a broadcaster back in 73, first time, and was on quite a while in Seattle. Actually lived in Portland, and for the first few weeks I drove to Seattle and recorded, but then began to send tapes in, was on quite a while. And I met and interacted with people all over the area. Many wonderful testimonies. And then I went on the radio in Aquila, the Caribbean islands, for quite a long time. And our radio station went as far as West Africa. We did Bible correspondence over the through the mail, obviously, with teachings and tests and certificates of completion. Did that for quite a while. I was on for a year here in the local area every Sunday morning for a teaching and invitation to our church. So I've had quite a bit of radio experience. But I found out about radio that radio is very expensive, very effective in a lot of areas, but very expensive. And along comes internet. Internet supposedly is somewhat free except for equipment and all the things you do to make it work right. But the impact is actually worldwide. I've had response from different nations of the world as we put these broadcasts out. So I continue to press in to what God's called me to do in this season of my life, and that is talk about the good things of the Lord in the media so that others can hear and listen in. I try to have a conversation with my supposed visitor. In the early days, I put up pictures up in front of me so I could teach him, preach to him, shout at him, gave me a contact. And those pictures really were people that had written in and sent me. I asked for pictures when we were on the Caribbean, and they sent in pictures of themselves. So I was able to put them up in front of me, and I could visualize the listeners there. Now, I'm not asking for that today, but I just want you to know that as I'm speaking, I'm talking to you directly, because I believe God's Spirit does that and the voice of the Lord does that. There's no one standing in front of us. It's not like the bank line or the gas line. It's always someone dodging in ahead of you. And it's some person that wants to cash in their pennies that they've saved for 10 years or something like that. I think the Lord does that to us to give us patience. Amen. And let patience have her perfect work. And you will be entire, wanting nothing. Okay. 1 John 4, 7 reads like this in the King James. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Wow. Love is from God. Now, the world has a lot of tags for love. I mean, they put love on a lot of things. They tag love on a lot of things. They love your transmission. They love your car. Yeah, I love my green grass. I love my new clothes. But the love we're talking about here obviously is agape love. It's the love that God has given us through Jesus Christ. And we find it really in John, the big John scripture, John 3:16, one we memorized first, perhaps. For God so loved the world that he gave his most choice son, the one that he chose to come. He gave that son that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So that's the love. That's the agape love. 1 John 4 in the Mirror Bible. Beloved, love always includes others. Since love springs from God, its source is found in the fellowship of the Father, Spirit, and Son. Everyone who encounters love immediately knows that they too are born of the same source. It is not possible to fully participate in love without discovering God. To love is to know God. To know God is to love. Agape love. Okay, let's take just a little bit of time moving through some of these verses this week in 1 John 4, 7 and 8, 9 and 10, and so forth. John the Beloved has a handle on his revelation of the love of God. He's the one who laid his head on the breast of Jesus and sat next to him and so forth, had a bond, a connection with Jesus. Now, I've said this before, and I say it somewhat humorously, but perhaps maybe honestly, that in the early stages especially, didn't want to talk about love. I love God, yeah, and I love you, but we want power. Love is okay, but what do? You say, just love one another, but let's heal the sick. And let's have miracles. And we really did emphasize that because that was one of the manifestations of God that we do love, we still do. And we strive for it because hurting people need to be healed. And they need to have miracles, and we need to see the impact of the kingdom. But really, when we begin to understand the encompassing power of love and what it includes everything. The love of God constrains, the love of God draws us, the love of God compels us. The love of God is our witness that we are born of God. When we love God, when he loves us, we love him, we're in him, he's in us. So love is not just a tagline. It's not just a good thing to do when you want to have peace in the house or you want to have a church that's unified and going the same way and, not throwing songbooks at each other. Well, the love of God, how great, how powerful, how wonderful it is. All right, let's read on a little bit further and pick this up in Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. But this is the love of God. But this but this, the love of God, was manifested. It's early. Let me read it again. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. I'm going to pick that up in the Amplified and read that again. It's something important, and I want to catch it in another translation. I love the Amplified. It's been really one of my favorite translations, a backup translation to King James for a long, long time. He who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know him, for God is love. Uh-oh. Watch out. This is a powerful word when we're talking about strife, anger, fightings, quarrelings. Paul said that's you're carnal, you're still in the flesh. John's writing here that if you don't love one another, you don't know God. That's a serious accusation. You say, well, you don't know my heart. You don't know if I've made a commitment to Christ. How can you judge that? Well, the Apostle John seems to be judging us here when he says this. Let's read it again. He who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest, where we are concerned, in that God sent his Son, the only begotten or unique Son, into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, the atoning sacrifice. That's what the word propitiation means. Say that real quick. The atoning sacrifice for sins. Beloved, if God loved us so very much, we also ought to love one another. No man has at any time seen God, but if we love one another, God abides, lives, and remains in us. And his love, that love which is essentially his, is brought to completion, to its full maturity, runs its full course, is perfected in us. Wow. Now, give you some homework to pick up this scripture, these scriptures out of 1 John this week, and do some meditation on what we're speaking of. I don't ever intend to exhaust Revelation in anything I bring out. Much of what I do is just stimulating and encouraging you to dig in and throwing some seeds out and a little bit of taste of what God's saying to us. First of all, because I don't know it all. Second of all, because you need to dig in. Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved. Now, he was running with Paul. He was Paul's son in the Lord. He was close to the greatest apostle in the New Testament, according to the writings of the New Testament, had the greatest revelation. Yet young Timothy had to dig in for himself. He had to break the book. He had to open the scriptures. He had to meditate upon the word. He had to hear the voice of the Lord and see if the scriptures were relevant and alive for him. So I encourage you today, as I've opened up this particular section, we'll visit it again tomorrow and talk a little bit more about 1 John 4, 7, 8, 9. Beloved, let us love one another. Meanwhile, if God has used this teaching today to stimulate you in a particular relationship with someone, it's time to love them. It's time to let it go. It's time to forgive and let's get on down the road. Let's do the job that God's called us to do, and we'll never do it as long as we're not loving one another. Amen. All right. We will see you in the morning at the same time. Meanwhile, be sure and subscribe. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your financial encouragement. And if God's nudging you to do that, write down the show notes. You can find a place to do that. Send it PayPal or snail mail on the address below. We love you guys. We always keep you in our spirits and our hearts. And as we journey on, just think, what could be around the next curve? Something glorious. See you in the morning.